And a good afternoon to you, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. Once again, I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, a public listener-supported radio program. The punches to get to what's real. And welcome to yet another edition, yet another almost 1,500 programs on KFOX during the daytime, weekday hours at 12 noon. And gosh, I thank you all for your support and listening. So, in the meantime, gosh, we've done well, Southern California, and to all those members and subscribers of the Astrological Metaphysical Radio Network, we shall continue. And it's because of you, because of your support, because of the fact you make this show so popular, so needed, so desired, and that's why you manifest this program to happen. We're going to talk about intense Pluto today. So let's jump right into this topic about Pluto, because talk about intense, huh? Talk about intense. We've been talking about intense Jupiter, intense Uranus, and intense Neptune, but intense Pluto. Now, this is the planet that is just that intense. Now, if there were an organ in the solar system, if there were a planet or an element in the universe that I would call an esoteric, mystical, or occult window that would reveal what I would call a warp or a window to the supernatural, to mysticism, to ideas and information concerning issues like karma and reincarnation and ghosts, poltergeists, spiritual bonding with others. I think the Scorpio factor, along with the planet Pluto, is the very element of astrology that bonds the third dimension with the fifth dimension and the fourth. That is why, frankly, that if you are a lover, if you are a romantic like I am, if you have some Scorpio in your chart, in your horoscope, if you are as sensitive to love and romance and sex as I am, and if you get tranced out and euphoric, blissful when you make love, you are literally tasting that other realm. When you are truly feeling one with your partner, when you are truly having an aligned chakra kundalini burst of energy that is beyond any physical orgasm I could describe, when you are able to see the light in a higher realm and let go of your physical self by breaching the realm, the wall of materiality, and seeking what lies beyond, then you know what I'm talking about when I talk about the planet Pluto. It is not an accident that Pluto, commonly the planet in the outer rim of our solar system, occasionally sneaks in beyond Neptune's orbit every so often, lets Neptune sit there as the farthest out planet, which is currently the case. But Pluto represents sort of like the skin of the solar system, the outer realm of the solar system, typically. And for that reason, it also represents the realm or the wall beyond everything that we know and understand in this dimension. So when you understand the Plutonic factor in your natal horoscope, when you finally are able to zero in and get involved with that part of yourself that is mystical, that part of yourself that is cosmic, that part of yourself that is esoteric and supernatural, when you are able to plug in to that part of your being, of your essence, whether it is through intense deep trance meditation, whether it's true intense, very, very vivid dream states of consciousness. Maybe you can experience certain focal planes of consciousness while you're awake, and possibly you can reach high euphoric levels of consciousness when you are involved with that one special person in a love, sex connection. it is easy to prove and confirm that there's a lot more out there that exists in this universe than we sense to be real in a normal waking conscious state. And it is the planet Pluto, along with the Scorpio element in the horoscope, which allows us to pierce and penetrate this material world and go beyond to a situation that is far beyond anything I could describe for you in human terms. Now, in order for any of us to get into what I call Plutonic metamorphosis or Plutonic transition, in order for us to go through any kind of Pluto effect, whether it's a Pluto square Pluto, a Pluto opposed Pluto, a Pluto trine Pluto, or any planet trine, square, or oppose your Pluto natally or in transits, what usually occurs is that we are usually taken to such depths of despair, to such anger, and to such pain, and to such depression, misery, heartache, and sadness, that we go so far away from a center of happiness and balance that the only other choice is to leap into the void. When you're being chased by all the dragons and all the demons, when you're being chased by the tiger and the lion, and when you reach the end of the forest and you're in the pit of despair, and you look back and see all those monsters coming at you, then sometimes you have no other choice than to just leap into the unknown, feet first, hold your nose, hand up in the air, and Tarzan yell, and pray for the best, life or death. And that usually is what occurs in our life when we go through a Scorpio element, or when we go through what I call a Plutonic transference, where the pain that we go through in our life is so deep, it's so fierce, it's so penetrating, it renders us helpless. That if you ever heard that show I did on the Soul Scream, or if you ever heard anyone do a Primal Scream, or if you ever heard anyone explode with rage, or with madness, or with euphoria, with happiness, with orgasmic pleasure, then what they're doing is they're digging deep, deep, deep inside their essence, inside their soul, to that Scorpio nature that lies within us all, and they are plugging into that being, that essence, that soul that lives beyond this realm, the iceberg in which we all are, in comparison, not that we're ice, but a human being is like the tip of an iceberg, and the true soul, the true embodiment of our essence is that power, is that energy, is that vibration that exists beyond this realm. And occasionally you see it shine through in people when they save other people's lives, or when they do major accomplishments, or when they're performing in front of thousands or millions of people, or when they're being put on the spot to serve or suffer, or when they come to a point in their life where it's either I'll let the monsters attack and devour you, or leap into the unknown. So when we take a look at your natal charts today, and we take a look at your Plutonic factor, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to relate to your private dragon, to your private tiger, to see what area of your horoscope is so intense, is so deep, is so unbelievably vast in order to penetrate the energy, the anger, the power, the stress, the anxiety that may exist in your life in a certain area, that once you do overcome this limitation, this transgression, this hostility that affects your soul, then you will go through a metamorphosis of incomparable ability. Now, we did a topic on the phoenix and the butterfly a while back, which is the closest thing I can compare to the Plutonic experience that occurs in our lives. And I almost don't know, I can't think of one person I don't know that hasn't gone through some kind of stress trauma in their life. Well, I do know one person. I know one person that's gone through one stress trauma after another, and there's been no change. Now, as unbelievable as that may seem, this would be a type of person I would say, I'm not going to mention any names, but it would be a person that would allow the monsters to keep devouring them over and over again, without having faith in God, by leaping into the unknown, and by rising above it all, by freeing oneself up. See, because when your life seems to be at the end, or when your life seems to be in such utter danger that a medical doctor says you could die, or when your relationship appears to be over, or when your career is over, or when you have to move or leave your family, or a parent dies, or a child dies, and you feel more terrible than you ever thought possible, the truth here, down deep, is that if and when you do recover and leap into the void, from this experience into the unknown, then you could experience, in my opinion, a higher vibration, a higher awareness, a higher consciousness than you've ever imagined. And that in itself, the esoteric factor of metaphysics and of embracing the elements and the fundamentals of astrology have everything to do sometimes with surrendering to thyself, leaping into the unknown, finally overcoming some major trauma in your life, and then it's like your whole body changes and suddenly things you never understood or related to in the past become utterly clear, validated, and confirmed to you. And that's exactly how the Plutonian element works. Now, if you would like me to take a look at your dragons and tigers from the sign and house your Pluto's in, and if you know what sign and house your Pluto is in, then together we will try to look at some of these excruciating transitions. And just to be honest with you, my Pluto is in Leo. It's in the 10th house of career. It is square my moon in Scorpio in the first house, and it is trine my Jupiter in Sag in the second house. So I have tremendous bounce back ability, which means when I do go through these traumas, thank God I have the ability from the trine to Jupiter to recover and to be better for it. So I've been given a gift astrologically there. But seriously, you know, unlike most people, I've had focal areas of trauma in career, also in family, in the childhood, including a connection with close relationships of people I've known and loved, also women, because the moon's involved. And in my emotions, my feelings have been traumatized from that Pluto square moon. And you know, it has a transformational effect on me and my whole life that I leaped into that pit about a dozen or so times. And each time I've done it, I've been saved. I felt better for it. So that's why I am a very Plutonic being with a Scorpio moon and Pluto in the 10th square my moon. I know that about the Phoenix. This is a planet that I really do enjoy because, frankly, understanding the Pluto, you get deeper than a person's skin. You know, like some people respond to the touch different than others. A lot of it has to do with Scorpio element and Pluto factor in the chart. If you don't have any Scorpio, if you have a severely aspected Pluto, you might not want to be touched. Or a touch from another human being may seem cold or painful. Whereas if you've leaped into the void and had a positive transition and you're able to open up your chakras, align them, and lift your awareness level, then no longer will you be frightened of another person's touch, or no longer will it feel uncomfortable or painful. In fact, it may be rather enjoyable. If you wonder why people with Scorpio in their natal horoscopes are oftentimes more sexy, more romantic, more into passion and desire, it's because they love to embrace the physical bonding of sharing contact with another human being. In fact, they bask in the glow of that. In fact, some of us are obsessed by it. You know, it's like a drug, where not only do you allow another person to touch you, and not only does it feel good, but it touches your soul. Not only is someone touching your arm or your breast or your neck or your shoulder or your face or your buttocks or whatever, they're going down deep below the skin into the very fiber of your being, you know, into another realm. And that's why when the Scorpio element is triggered, when you've leapt into the void, and when you've reached a situation where you have a high level of awareness, a high level of consciousness, where your vibration is such that your chakras are aligned and your body serves as a transmitter to the other realm, the supernatural world, the higher self, that a simple touch and a simple caress and a simple act of lovemaking no longer is physical. A lot of people that have known me, they say, Farley, you're so sexy. You have such an obsession with sex, and you're horny, and you talk about it too much, and you like it too much. You know, well, you know, some of the more metaphysical evolved beings I know are the same way. They might not just talk about it as much as I do, but we all bask in the glow of the symbol of the oneness that we experience in the act of love, and we like to touch that deeper part of our being. To me, sex is a sacred meditation, a sacred bonding, a symbol of the yin-yang, of the oneness, which you're darn right I love that. You know, and too many of us deny that yin-yang bonding with other people. We deny it because we've created scripts, we've created programs, we've responded from conditioning and experiences that have led us to believe that it's dirty, or that it's wrong, or that it's nasty, or that it's dangerous, or that it's negative. You see, And this is the most beautiful experience two people can have on this planet besides euphoric personal meditation. I can't think of a higher vibration, Scorpio speaking, in a Scorpio plutonic experience than the act of love itself, a deeper kundalini bonding of two individuals. And that's why you find people that are very much in love, making love a lot, because they'd like to return to that center, to that source, and feel the energy at the very fiber of their beings. Obviously, if you're in a situation where you make love and you don't respond to a kiss or a touch, or you don't like sex and being touched is painful or uncomfortable, then obviously your chakras are pretty shut down, and you may be too. It might be asking yourself a question as to why you're so cold to this natural experience. Maybe somewhere along the line you got turned off by it. Well, maybe you ought to climb out of that pit, that hole, that depression that you're in, and reach out to one person and see if you can't give yourself a chance to finally feel good about your body, about your soul, about your essence. A human being is the root of the human soul from our dimension, the root. And once you connect roots with another person, wow, that's what we call fertilization, right? It flowers. The soul becomes a very vivid, a very powerful, a very realistic, and a very obvious sensation. And a lot of us walk around here like soulless husks. We're on obsessive crazes for money and for power and for acquisition and material objects, but we forget about our spirit. We forget about nourishing and nurturing and plugging into that which is real, that which exists beyond what we think is real. You see what I mean? And the Scorpio element inside of the natal chart, inside of the birth chart, actually triggers and releases a powerful surge of energy from a distance so far beyond this realm that it's uncalculated in human measurement, but can be easily reached just by a gentle, a sensitive, a nourishing touch. And that's what happens when someone gets healed, when another person touches them and is able to plug in to that essence in their soul beyond this realm to enable them to bring that spirit through to heal their body. That's what they do. They plug into that iceberg, that huge element of energy that lies beyond this realm. It's very, very powerful. You know, and many of you have Pluto in your chart and you've gone through trauma like that other person I talked about. Can you believe that somebody could go through one surgery or one auto accident or one depression or failure after another, after another, after another, and still be on an obsessed material course with absolutely a total void of anything spiritual or any evidence of a soul inside that body? You know, when you get like that, I don't want to frighten you, but if there's people out there that have been through the trauma, have been through the fire, okay, the flame, and they don't have growth after that, well, you know what would happen? It's like the dark side of the plutonic element would be when, instead of taking the choice of ascending in the light and being spiritual and plugging into a higher vibration and a higher consciousness, then as the opposite end of that, the dark force would come in, and that would set an individual up for literally almost demonic or entity possession, where you are literally taken over by dark beings from another realm that is beyond the realm of light, and you are directed further away from that light. You are actually used by cosmic leeches that would latch onto your chakra systems and prevent you from having the consciousness and a level evolution that is your natural spiritual right. And God help these people when they die and they don't pass into the light, but they're brought right back here to earth, and not always in a human form, until they finally respect and embrace the gift that life really is without totally abusing this illusion in which we all live. This may go down in history as one of my favorite shows, because I love the planet Pluto and I embrace the Scorpio element, and I understand and respect it as a key to higher knowing, higher learning, metaphysical resolution, karmic absolution and evolution of the soul of the human being, and as a key to awareness in all levels. So plug into your Pluto, ladies and gentlemen, and get to understand what this trauma, what this stress we guide ourselves into means, so that we can all ascend together into the light. Intense Pluto. Wow, some of these topics, talk about intense. They've been there. Thanks for your support. You help keep us going and help us stay on the air.
You are tuned to your talk alternative, 93.5 KFOX, Redondo Beach, Los Angeles.
And I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to the Thursday edition, show number 7 of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, as you heard on 93.5 FM, KFOX in Redondo Beach. And Astrological Metaphysical Radio will be moving after the 12th. So in order to find out where we are, you want to tune in and listen to the show next week, April 8th to 12th, where I'll be constantly announcing to the world where we will be, nighttime slot, our two-hour super show that I'm really excited about. Two topics and double the fun and double the consciousness.